La fuente de la juventud.
The fountain of youth. Write this down. Write it plainly, boy, though my hand shakes and yours does not. And if that priest comes afterward with his little knife to cut out the wicked words, bite him!
Not hard.
He is old. But bite him sufficiently that he remembers the correction. Especially preserve the wicked words for posterity. They are the raisins in this pudding. A man may lie politely for 70 years, but upon his deathbed he owns the word at least one obscenity correctly aimed. Open the shutters, please. All the way. More, more. Christ above, must a dying man negotiate even with curtains? There. I lose. Light. My oldest accomplice. My first physician. My final confessor. Put the pillow beneath me. Not like that. Do I look like an archbishop reclining for a portrait? Higher! There. Now I can die like a soldier instead of a stuffed goose. Listen. Listen carefully. When I was young, I crossed the sea with men who believed almost anything. We believed in cities of gold. We believed rivers might carry emeralds. We believed somewhere beyond the edge of the chart there waited kingdoms rich enough to make beggars into dukes. We believed monsters occupied every blank place on the map. We believed priests who said God had drawn borders. We believed the dirty merchants who said profit was provident. And because we were young, youth, youth. Magnificent disease. We believed old men when they told us they knew where the world ended. Hernan Cortez heard the whispers first among us. Or perhaps he merely possessed the ears required for whispers involving gold. There was said to be somewhere beyond the Spanish imagination a country where age loosened its fingers. A spring, a pool, a silver vein of water beneath the palms. Ring. And the years retreat. Drink, and the white disappears from your beard. Drink, and your back straightens. Drink, and death himself must sit on a root, gnawing his knuckles like a disappointed creditor. Now this was a story fit for kings, naturally. What does a king want after he owns everything? More. Always more. A king has land, he wants the neighbor's land. He has gold, he wants gold still underground. He has palaces. He wants another palace. as the first palace contains the unbearable memory of yesterday's upholstery. He possesses armies, horses, judges, cooks, bishops, trumpeters, mistresses, hunting dogs, maps, taxes, mirrors, bastards, legitimate bastards, illegitimate legitimate bastards, cousins imported for marriages, cousins exported to avoid marriages, filthy cousins, crazy cousins, and his 600 lick spitters, trained to laugh before he has completed the joke. But there remains one province which refuses allegiance. Tomorrow. There is the enemy tomorrow. No cavalry can occupy it. No bishop can excommunicate it. No treasurer can count it. No royal seal can stamp it. No miserable, velvet-coated, perfume-soaked coxcomb can inherit it from his father. So naturally, His Majesty wanted that too. Find me youth! As if youth were a province. Bring me eternity! As if eternity were a sack of cinnamon. Discover the fountain! As if God himself had hidden it merely to improve the royal complexion. Mayadaras, Mayadaras! Blockheads, addle pates and ermin, Once de Leon came after, and then Florida entered our speech. La Florida. Even the name was young, flowered, green, open. It sounded less like a country than something the earth has whispered while stretching after sleep. Florida. We sailed towards it, carrying iron, powder, crosses, royal commands, private debts, public lies, jealousies, sausages, rats and lies, cards, saints' medals, stolen spoons, 2 barrels of wine that lasted 3 days, and enough male vanity to sink a cathedral. We were ordered to seek immortality on behalf of men who could not cross a dining chamber without 3 servants carrying the tail of their dignity behind them. Yes, sir. I had forgotten that sentence. Write it larger, no larger. 3 servants. Carrying the tail of their dignity. Stop looking at me like that. A deathbed is wasted if nobody laughs. We searched. God forgive us, we searched. We hacked through green country so alive that Europe afterward seemed like an old chest somebody had forgotten to open. We drank from the springs. We drank from the rivers. We drank rain gathered in leaves. We drank water clear enough that a sinner could see his own face at the bottom. We begin confessing from embarrassment. Nothing. No thunder. No trumpet. No angel came down with a towel. No beard blackened. No tooth returned. No scar vanished. Miguel still complained of his damned knee. Alonso remained bold enough to signal ships. Diego's nose remained so large that birds attempted to migrate around it. And I remain God's little joke myself. Yet something happened. We slept beneath an enormous sky. We woke with sunlight on our faces. Nobody rang a court bell. Nobody announced the king. Nobody demanded we band. Nobody asked who had the purest grandfather. Nobody cared whether one's father had worn silk or patched his own shoes. Nobody. Nobody inquired whether my blood was noble enough to deserve breakfast. And then Rodrigo fell backward into a marsh while attempting to look heroic. We laughed. Diego found a crab in his boot and we laughed harder. Alonso, who had stood beneath artillery without blinking, screamed because a green lizard ran across his sleeve. We fell down laughing. When there was no more reason left, we continued laughing. That was the first miracle. No permission. Do you understand? Nobody had given us permission to laugh. We did it anyway. The sun did not bow to Ponce. The rain did not salute a captain. The trees carried no coats of arms. The flowers possessed no genealogy. The sea had never heard of primogeniture. Mosquito would bite a duke with exactly the same appetite with which it bit a cook. That mosquito, God bless the little blood-sucking Republican, was a philosopher. See, child, Florida cured us of rank. The sea cured us of ceremony. Distance cured us of kings. And without noticing, we became young. Not young as court physicians understand youth. Not skin, not hair, not teeth. Something greater. We became interested in tomorrow. Write that. Underline it. We became interested in tomorrow. That was the fountain boy. We had been bathing in it for months. We were away from madmen. That was the miracle. Away from men who thought God had arranged the heavens chiefly to explain why their chair should be taller at supper. Away from the courtiers who could smell a promotion through six doors. Away from the powdered jackanapes who bent so often before royalty that nature should have finished the work and turned them into hinges. Away from those silk-backed lick spittles, those bowing chamber worms, those perfumed whore sons of etiquette, forever measuring which fool might approach which greater fool without violating the sacred geometry of the carpet. Away from princes who spent youth spying upon old soldiers because they could not imagine that an ordinary man might possess something unavailable for purchase. Away from bishops who mistook proximity to power for proximity to God. Away from courtiers with swords too clean to ever have cut anything but cheese. Away from noblemen so proud of their blood, one expected them to carry it about in labeled bottles. Bellacos, rascals, necios, y de putas coronados. There. You flinch? Good. That word is older than your grandmother's grandmother. Leave it. Austerity grows too delicate when nobody swears at it properly. When at last we returned, the court stared at us. They had expected wrecks. Instead, we came brown from the sun, lean from walking, muscular, loud, loud from laughing. Miguel's knee troubled him less. Alonso had not regained one hair, but had stopped mourning the battlefield upon his skull. Diego had learned songs. Rodrigo had fallen in love twice, once sensibly. And I had learned treason, not mere rebellion, something worse. I had learned to be happy without permission. The king's men questioned us. Where was the fountain? North, south? How many leagues island? Which river? What markings? Could cavalry reach it? Could barrels be filled? Would the water cross the ocean? Would it spoil? Could access be restricted? Could guards be posted? Could foreigners be executed? Could the spring itself be claimed by royal patent? Could God I swear they're nearly asked for it. Could God be made to recognize an exclusive license granted by the crown? Ha! Ha! Boy, lift me up, quickly. I refuse to laugh at monarchy lying flat. Ha! The royal monopoly on eternal life. Sweet bleeding Yesu. Imagine St. Peter at the gates.
Name?
Death.
Occupation?
Death. Purpose of visit? To collect his majesty.
Have you a permit?
I am death.
Oh, no permit, no entry.
But take it up with the ministry.
Ha!
My ribs.
Worth it. Every crack worth it.
They threatened us. Naturally.
Dungeon. Rope. Iron. Rack.
Fire.
Man in velvet discussed the destruction of our fingers as delicately as ladies selecting ribbons.
One spoiled, oily little bastard, I remember him, had a beard so pointed. I expected him to use it as a writing instrument. He leaned toward me and whispered, "We shall discover the truth."
I said, "Excellent. When you do, tell the king. He has been hunting it longer than I have."
That earned me 3 days without wine.
Savages.
But they were not altogether stupid. They knew torture could make a man say where a fountain was. It could not make the fountain exist there.
And if we truly possessed a secret, they reasoned, age itself would betray us.
Let them live. Let them marry, let them grow old. Let guards watch them, let spies follow them. Soon enough their joints would ache, their hair would whiten, their wives would wrinkle, their friends would die. Then fear would seize them. Then they would creep back to Florida. And the crown, clever, watchful, spider-hearted crown would follow. So they gave us freedom as bait. That was their mistake. The most beautiful royal blunder in the history of human stupidity. The magnificent Ars over codpiece error. A golden jeweled ermine trimmed cagadal of kings. Hey, let us go home. They let us marry our sweetheart.
They let us plant our trees. They let us sit beside the fire. They let us eat bread beneath our own roofs. They let us walk without ceremony. They let us become old. They surrounded us, the fools, with everything that had made the fountain work in the first place. My Maria.
Boy, slowly now. Write her name carefully.
Maria.
There. That was my second Florida. No, better. Florida taught me what to recognize. Maria taught me what it meant. Her hair in the morning, her bare feet on the floor. The way she would slap my hand when I stole onions while she cooked. The way she laughed whenever I attempted carpentry. The way she could hear pride enter my voice before I could. Her hand finding mine beneath the blanket during thunder. A small sound she made before falling asleep. The furious way she loved flowers.
The equally furious way she hated one particular neighbor's rooster.
Fifty-3 years I walk beside that woman.
53. What enchanted spring could improve upon that? What water could make a man younger than being wanted at breakfast? What elixir could restore the heart more completely than hearing from another room,
"Old fool, where have you put my scissors?"
A king would have emptied oceans to purchase one more year. I received 53. Because a girl once liked the way I sang badly.
Who was richer? Tell me. Who?
We watched the kings die,
one after another.
All that sacred blood, all those magicians, all those relics, all that incense, all those astrologers squinting at Mars, all those chamber pots carried by hereditary officers of impeccable lineage. Dead. Plup! Into the earth! Majesty second, Majesty third, God rest them. The God may have required a seating chart. Ministers died, dukes died, confessors died, royal uncles died. Royal nephews died. Courtiers who had spent 30 years bowing finally completed the movement permanently. that young peacock of a prince, oh him, that velvet-brained jackanape, Vicious little cornudo of his own imagination. He had followed us for years. He believed we slipped away at night. He believed somewhere beneath our houses we kept bottles. He believed we possessed a map hidden inside the Bible. He once stationed 3 spies near my home. 3! One disguised as a merchant, one disguised as a pilgrim, and one disguised as an idiot. I suspect that last disguise required no rehearsal. You know what I told them? I leaned toward the merchant and said, "Tell His Highness I return to the fountain every night." For 3 months they watched my bedroom window. Idiots! But I was telling the truth, because Maria was inside. That is the best joke God ever let me make. The prince never understood. He died young, they tell me. Suspicious to the end. Always wondering whether someone somewhere possessed more life than he did. Poor bastard. That is how princes grow old at 20. We, the supposed guardians of the great secret, grew younger at 70. Because grandchildren climbed upon our chairs, because wine remained delicious, because sunrise had not yet repeated itself, because there was always another joke, because bread came from warm ovens, because someone somewhere was falling in love for the first time. Because a dog might come running around the corner tomorrow. Because somebody might invent a better fiddle. Because there were songs we had not heard. Because spring kept committing treason against winter. Because women sang while opening windows. Because children asked questions kings could not answer. You see, youth is not the number of years behind you. Youth is the number of wonders still ahead. That was Florida. I remember her now as she was when I first saw her. Green upon the horizon. Birds lifting from the coast. Water flashing between islands. Clouds enormous as kingdoms and belonging to nobody. Hours without heraldry. Trees without genealogy, fish without taxes, wind without passports. Sunlight falling on saint, thief, nobleman, whore, sailor, priest, and bastard with perfect democratic insolence. The whole earth growing extravagantly without awaiting a royal decree. And I thought, humanity will be all right. Kings will come, kings will go. Flags will rise, flags will rot. Dynasties will announce themselves eternal and be forgotten by school children. Some coxcomb will forever be inventing a chair taller than everybody else's chair. Some oily little bayaco will forever whisper that obedience is virtue, when what he means is that obedience is convenient for him.
Some hereditary ninnyhammer will forever mistake the accidents of his father's bedchamber for evidence of divine selection. Let him! Children will still escape outdoors. Young men will still cross oceans. Young women will still look through telescopes. Some impossible child will always point past the edge of what is known and ask,
"What is beyond that?"
That question alone, stronger than every throne ever built. I crossed an ocean when I was young because I believed there was a fountain hidden beyond it. I was wrong about the water. I was right about the crossing. There's always something beyond. Remember that. One day they will stand in Florida again. Young people, not conquerors, are pray, not men carrying decrees in one hand and chains in the other. Explorers, builders, dreamers. Women and men with instruments whose names I could not pronounce if you placed a pistol in my ear. They will stand beneath that same impossible, beautiful Florida sun. They will look upward. And where we saw stars, they will see another ocean. I am certain of this. And they will build ships, not caravels, something magnificent, something lunatic, and so loud it makes every buried king sit upright for one terrified instant. They will climb into these ships. They will leave Florida. They will cross the stars. And young humanity, as I once was, will begin another foolish, glorious search for the fountain of youth. Let them search. Let them search. Buscares vivir. Perhaps they will cross black seas between worlds. Perhaps they will build homes beneath strange suns. Perhaps they will grow old where no human being had ever grown old before. Perhaps they will discover that the universe contains no fountain either, and perhaps, God willing, they will laugh. Perhaps 10,000 years from tonight, some old explorer will lie dying beside a window upon a green world whose name no king ever knew. Children nearby, my friends, someone beloved holding his hand, Maria. Suddenly, he will understand the same joke. No emperor could ever give him life. No emperor could own it. No prince could hoard it. No spy could locate it. No torturer could extract it. No treasury could buy it. No priest could ration it. No noble lineage could inherit it. Happiness had been hiding from power in one place power never thinks to look. Ordinary mornings. Curiosity. Useful work. Affection freely given. Dirty jokes, bread, sunlight, music, freedom, the hand of another human being. Maria. Oh, I'm tired. Oh. Do not close the shutters. I want the sun. Let death find me indecently sunlit. Let him complain. And if those royal bastards meet me in whatever tavern lies beyond this world, I shall buy the first round. Yes, me. The common soldier, I shall buy, and I shall tell them at last. I shall tell them where we hid the fountain of youth. I shall summon them close. All the kings, all the princes, all the dukes with their jeweled codpieces, all the chamberlains and their bootlickers and pedigree polishers. All the stiff-necked Mahaderas, all the whispering Belacos, all the perfumed Idiputas who spend their mortal hours climbing over one another for the privilege of standing nearest a man who also had to shit. Closer, Majesty! Closer! It is a secret! Closer! I shall lean across the table very solemnly, very respectfully, and whisper, Majestad, Her Majesty, it was outside your palace the whole time! I shall point toward the door and bellow, go outside, you broad-cated jackasses. Take off the damned crown. Open a window. Kiss your wife.
Apologize to your children. Eat an orange in the sun. Play music badly. Let somebody disagree with you. Stop paying spies to discover why nobody loves you.
Stop asking genealogy to perform the work of character.
Stop mistaking fear for respect. Stop mistaking obedience for affection. Stop mistaking a throne for a spine. You silly, strutting, velvet-arsed, ribbon-bed-necked, pomaded, pedigree-sniffing, codpiece-forward congregation of Nessus! Mahaderas! Biakos! Cagones, the Terciopelo, velvet cowards, Idiputas Coronados. You had the fountain under your noses. You merely built walls around yourself so high that the sunlight could not get in. There it is again.
The fountain. I can feel it, boy. The final lines. Large. Large enough for kings to read. Large enough for children to remember. Large enough for those ships in Florida when they rise towards the stars. Write this down. We found no water that made man young. We found a life that made growing old a joy. And underneath, one last thing. For Maria. For Florida. For those who crossed oceans. For those who will cross the dark between the stars. Mi amor. Mi vida. Mi alegría. And then, la vida es hermosa. My Maria. La vida es hermosa.